300-year-old Baroque opera house stuns after being restored to its jaw-dropping former glory, look inside. It took 6 years and $32 million, but the Margravial Opera House in Bavaria, Germany, is as bright, colorful, and opulent as it was almost 300 years ago. The Free State of Bavaria invested a total of 29.6 million euros in the gigantic building and restoration project, which began in 2012 and was finally completed in 2018 in the town of Bayreuth. Situated right in the middle of a pedestrian zone, the original Baroque theater attracts hundreds of visitors every day, who are captivated by its unique splendor. "From outside it looks quite modest," one said, speaking to DW News, "but when you step in, the glimmer of the gold and the stage setting and all the decor looks wonderful, quite extravagant." Commissioned by the daughter of a Prussian king, Margravine Wilhelmine of Brandenburg, whose brother was Frederick the Great, the opera house served several purposes. Constructed between 1745 and 1750, the masterpiece of Baroque theater architecture was a symbol of royal power, a social venue, and a place where Margravine could stage operas that she herself composed. Only the best would do. With a depth of nearly 90 feet, the stage was the largest in Germany at the time. Renowned European theater architect Giuseppe Galli Bibbiena designed the bell-shaped auditorium of tiered loggias built of wood, lined with decoratively painted canvas. Many of the original details, such as the pillars and flower trellises, were made of soft, malleable limewood. The new court opera house was to far surpass any existing large public theater, and in 1748, the building was opened to mark the celebration of the marriage of Margravine Wilhelmine's only daughter. An elaborate festival was staged, featuring the Italian operas Ezio and Artaserse. Modern-day building and ground manager Christine Maggett said that opera featured all kinds of action and surprises. There would be lots of stagecraft and sets, lighting machines, wind machines, cloud machines, and traps. There would be gods descending from the skies. And all these special effects taking place on the stage were designed as a way of presenting the royals. In other words, what took place on stage was meant to reflect those in the box. The production would glorify the Margrave. But the Margravial was to become much more than a way to showcase prestige and a setting for important royal events. Attending the opera in the 18th century was a lot like going to a party. The crowd would eat, chat, and dance. Even while the performance was taking place. Almost 300 years later, the opera house is quite unlike any other, the only entirely preserved example of its type, according to UNESCO, where an audience of 500 can experience Baroque court opera culture and acoustics authentically. To restore the grand building, the Bavarian Palace Department conducted in-depth art historical research. The remodeled stage backdrop, seen through the open main curtain and the curtains framing the stage, is close to how it would have appeared to the first audiences. Integral repairs were carried out to preserve the building structure, including the roof truss, and measures were put in place to ensure safety for modern theatergoers. The creation of a stable room temperature in particular was an important contribution to the preservation of the vulnerable monument, wrote UNESCO, which added the Baroque Theater to its World Heritage List in 2012. After years of dedicated work, the curtain finally went up at the Margravial Opera House to great applause. In honor of the 1748 wedding, Artaserse was performed for a contemporary crowd. Tourists visiting the Bavarian masterwork are consistently awed. "It's a theater that makes you want to watch opera," said one. Another commented, "We saw pictures, but now that I'm here, my jaw has dropped to the floor. It's beautiful." One interviewee, remarking on the ambience of the beloved German landmark, said, "The atmosphere is wonderful, it's very quiet and warm." Share your stories with us at emg.inspired@epictimes.nyc and continue to get your daily dose of inspiration by signing up for the Inspired newsletter at theepictimes.com/newsletter.